Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Epiphany of the Lord, and the readings are from Cycle B.
I want to invite you on kind of an imaginary journey. And maybe take a look at the Magi from a little bit different perspective. They're slaves. Can you imagine what their first reaction to hearing the news that they're going to go traipsing after a star? You're joking. Are they crazy? It's dangerous out there. For a slave, home was predictable and safe. And the open road was discomfort and often real danger. Maybe one thought, how cool, I'll see marvels and a newborn king. Certainly there will be a feast. Then imagine their reaction to Jerusalem when they arrived. The temple was impressive. But Jerusalem was still Jerusalem. You can almost hear them say to each other, why are we stopping here? Don't these wise guys know where they're going? This is a hick capital in a backward country with strange people who hold really strange beliefs. This city should be renamed Disappointment. Can you imagine what they felt like when they went to the village, Bethlehem? They would have called it discouragement or disillusionment. Don't we easily live there in disappointment and disillusionment ourselves? Now, you got to keep in mind that slaves shared in the self-importance of their masters. They're standing dependent on their master's prestige. And so imagine their shock when the Magi entered a hovel of a house, fell to the ground in reverence, and gave away very, very, very expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to a poor, mewling and puking little baby. What are you guys doing? If you want to throw that stuff away, throw it at me. Have you gone stark raving mad? And on their return, they could not have actually told the story to anyone. It was downright embarrassing. The slaves were not happy campers. But neither were Mary and Joseph. Even our text has a little number. They call them wise men. They're magi. They're magicians, astrologers, and sorcerers. They're sinners. The scriptures denounce them as idolatrous deceivers. One rabbi was pretty blunt. He who learns from a magi is worthy of death. Even the 8th century Christians were embarrassed, so they renamed them kings. Mary and Joseph were more than shocked. They were actually afraid. Those gifts were dangerous. They made Mary and Joseph objects of envy and a target for thieves. Worse, the gifts obligated them. What gifts could they give in return? Matthew's Jewish Christian community understood the gift's meaning, but not Mary and Joseph at that time. Just think about it. What first century parent wanted myrrh? What a great gift for your kid. Embalming fluid. What are they saying by such a gift? You know, Mary and Joseph were challenged to think in a radically new way about their son, about Gentiles and Magi, and about God himself. Just like the adult Jesus, the infant attracted the wrong kinds of people. You don't want these people visiting. But the infant attracted Gentile sinners. And for that matter, so did Matthew's Jewish Christian community. Gentiles came to those early Christians, and sinners joined them. That scandal escapes us when we look at that very nice little, pretty little creche over there. But it didn't escape first century Jewish neighbors. How dare they admit sinners and Gentiles to a Jewish table? Matthew's community risked living God's gentle and generous love. And that welcome would also help to set the stage for their expulsion, their excommunication from the synagogue. Those Jewish Christians and those Magi really were heroes. Their trust in Jesus Messiah led them to think in new ways. The radical living of the gospel still challenges us as a church. Who are we willing to welcome and who aren't we? That creche is really not a nice scene. It's challenge. You know, I think in my better moments I can be kind of a welcoming person. But make the stranger too strange, and the welcome mat disappears. I imagine I have an open mind, but do I really, really, really take the time to really listen to somebody I disagree with? Hear their thinking, but even more, hear their heart. Both the Magi and Matthew's Jewish Christian community were risk takers and truth seekers, looking for God in unwelcome people. Soren Kierkegaard said, "To dare is to lose oneself, one's footing momentarily. To not dare is to lose oneself." Let me say that again. To dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. To not dare is to lose oneself. The Magi and Matthew's community dared to look foolish, and they found wisdom. They risked danger, and they found courage. And they dared to question and seek, and they found Jesus. You know, Epiphany means the showing. On the surface, the Magi saw a poor baby in a hovel in a nowhere town in a backwater country. Well, they could have asked, "Is God playing a bad joke on us?" Yet they stepped outside their way of thinking, their way of perceiving, their prejudices, and met the God-made man. God is always a God of surprises. Their gifts became for Matthew's church a creed in miniature. Gold claims Jesus as the Lord of their hearts and minds. Frankincense adores the God-made man, and myrrh witnesses that he loved us simply and humbly unto death. Now, we could ask ourselves, why does God bring me so often to the towns of disappointment and disillusionment? Well, maybe to spur us on a spiritual adventure and inspire us to give ourselves as a Magi gift. You know, this is a time for New Year's resolutions. Don't be locked in old routines. Embrace the adventure of faith. What's your Magi gift for God going to be? After all, he gives himself. You know, too often we want God to embrace us without our embracing him. One man wrote, "Can one put a gold coin in a closed fist? Can God pour his love into a soul whose door is closed and held tight by fearful ego? If two people embrace and one is unyielding and cold, what kind of a hug is that? How will love reach someone who always insists on having the upper hand? This year I beg you to embrace the humility of the Magi. Explore Jesus. Really explore him. Explore living the Jesus way. You know, Epiphany, as I said, means the showing. Jesus always shows himself to those who risk living his love. Jesus calls you to be Magi too.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.